Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap.
Well, hello, it is Miguel and Holly Uncensored. We are back, and I will say we had a couple of people that were like, oh my gosh, where are y'all? I need a podcast.
Yes, yeah. Oh my, somebody sent me a countdown clock. It was like, it's been 22 days since your last podcast. I was like, dang.
I was like, wait a minute, hold on. We were on vacation for a week, and we need time off.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, you can't. You can't do anything except do what's
minimally required of you.
Exactly. And that's just to show up from 6 till 10 a.m. to do our show. And that was about it. So my name is Miguel Fuller. That's Holly O'Connor. That is Scotty the Body. And we have a quick little guest in here. Evander Lips.
Yo, yo.
Our video producer. What's your official title?
Digital producer.
Excuse me.
Digital
producer. Digital. So what all does that entail? What do you do here at Hot 101.5?
Website, video, any sort of digital content.
Any digital content. Okay, that makes sense. And it's not just for us. It's for other stations, too.
Everybody, it seems like.
No, it's just for us. All about him.
Listen, exactly. Gosh damn it. This is how you make yourself bigger than you are.
Sorry.
That's why I always say he's our digital producer.
Okay, we'll just ruined everything.
Cut that part out and I'll just be like, and he works basically only for our show.
He does. Like, he is in studio with us from 6 a.m.
He's
every day.
Part of the Miguel and Holly show.
He
Can you
is.
Imagine? Oh, that'd be wonderful.
It would be. I really wish. Like, why? We see some morning shows, they have like a staff of like 10 people.
I know.
It's just actually, I was talking with someone recently. And they were like, how many people work on your show? I mean, y'all churn out like the social media and the videos and the stuff on the air. And I was like, what do you mean people? You mean myself, Holly, and Scott? That's Howdy. It. That's,
what about me?
Well, and Scott's part-time.
Yeah, Scott's part-time. And here's the thing. Evander can only like, I'm sorry to ruin this mirage that you've got going, but Evander comes and like helps us out when he can because he's so busy with everything else that he has to do.
I know. That's the funny little thing, the secret about radio is that like you hear us every day talking and like we're sort of like the face of Hot 101.5, but literally we're probably like the least important because like you probably spend the most time like probably on our stuff. You spend like probably what the smallest amount of time, Evander, with your work, but you spend time on like the sales stuff that the salespeople do and then like other stuff.
A lot of stuff across the board.
Yeah. Not us.
What do you think takes up the most of your time?
Just the little small tasks, usually, like the things that I have to do every day.
Yeah. Like the daily little things.
Yeah.
Updates and
like,
stuff.
Like what does that entail for someone who's has no clue about the radio
industry.
I literally
have no idea what
you
do.
So basically just all the little things on the website every day that need to get updated because a lot of it can't be done scheduled or anything, so it has to be done manually.
Mm-hmm.
So normally I wake up early. I start that stuff at like 7 a.m. so I can get here and have more time to do the things I want to do, like video and
like our
more stuff with you guys.
Yay. Oh,
do you like working with us?
I do. I'm still here.
Are we your favorite?
I only work for you, remember?
Oh, good. Good answer.
Who is the most difficult to work with in the building on air?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Hmm?
I don't think anyone's really
Spill
difficult.
The tea.
Spill it.
Because you work with all the on-air talent on video and stuff. Evander, who is the most difficult?
I don't really think anyone's difficult here yet. They might start being difficult now.
Oh, dear.
Hmm. All right. Like the way you just sort of wiggled out of that question.
Yeah. He's not a radio personality, Miguel. Yeah. He's not going to crack and then give us like all the tea like right now. He has to actually keep his job in the main building, not just all these on-air shenanigans.
So. I want
to
know.
How much are you paying me to come over here full-time?
Right?
I can bet. Does Scott need to be full-time
first?
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Sorry. We're still working on that.
Can someone make Scott full-time, please? No? Okay.
Who is honestly in it? Honestly, it doesn't have to be us. Who do you think is the easiest or best to work with?
You guys are pretty easy. I mean, you all love what you do. You're pros. Danielle's awesome, too.
From Magic 94.9.
You guys both just have, like, really big personalities and are very authentic. So.
Mm. Who's better between us and Danielle?
No, Miguel. No, 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 we're not.
I work for you full time, so I mean.
Very politically correct.
You've also, if you followed us on social media, well, me on social media for the past 4 years we've been here, you've seen Evander Lips on my Instagram or a Snapchat probably once a week going, oh, hi, Evander. Yeah. And it's just me just following you around and you just being like, what?
What I really love about our relationship with Evander is that it started off so differently from what it has evolved into.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we first got here, like, you know, we're these country bumpkins from like small town panhandle living, and we come up in here and everybody looks so like sleek and professional. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, as you do, you move, you slide up in and then you're like, well, who's the hot people? Mm-hmm. And then everybody was like, oh my God, Evander is so hot.
Yes.
And it was like uncomfortable because like it wasn't in like a respectful way.
No.
Like Miguel made it super uncomfortable for everybody.
Oh my God.
Like we had to go on the bone and talk about how hot Evander was. Like it was a freaking mess. However, what I love about this and how it has morphed is that like Evander is now the go-to guy, and he didn't start out in this position, by the way, video and in digital and stuff. He started out in promotions. And so he's gotten to where he is. We've like grown where we are. Mm-hmm. And so now they invite us to shit like the Billboard Music Awards.
Right.
And like that's Evander cool. comes mm-hmm. and like we all like literally are doing the professional thing and yeah. we're all friends. And mm-hmm. I just find it so fascinating that it went from that those shenanigans
true.
To like an actual working and professional and personal friendship.
No, it's true. And I do because sometimes I'll look at our like street team. And they're all like in their early to mid 20s. And I love if we're doing a broadcast somewhere where there's not like a lot of listeners, you around, and we can just sort of chit chat. I love just being like, all right, so who's sleeping with who?
Oh,
like, what's
yeah,
the drama? I get all the tea because I always wish that like I grew up. Like, I was in a big market when I was that young around mm-hmm. a bunch of people. Because when I was their age, we were in Panama City. Holly was practically engaged. The guy I worked with was married. And everyone else was older than me. And so I never got to have those workplace shenanigans back in the day. And so that's why I sort of lived through them. But I can look back and say, I guess kind of we've been through that. I mean, like, we've gone out and, like, drank and stuff together. But we never had any drama. But, I mean, like, I can look back and see, like, back in the day, 4 years ago, I was like, hey, so what tickets do we have to give away? And now we're going to the Billboard Music Awards and interviewing Halsey. You know,
yeah.
like that's a really cool thing to be able to look at and say, look at how far we've come in those 4 years.
Together. It's a really yeah. cool thing. That's what I was telling somebody that the other day. I'm like, I really like Evander. He's a yeah. good guy.
He's a good boy.
Thanks.
Anyway, that's about it.
Oh. I just like to hear Evander not say anything. He's just like, mm-hmm.
I was more concerned with who's sleeping with who.
Right.
Same.
He's got all
like,
that.
What's the drama?
Yeah. Happens. No, I'm not revealing that. I let them right. Reveal that drama. Willie Vander Lips, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks.
That's why some people are behind the scenes.
Also, that's when we figured out very quickly that Evander was not an on-camera or on-mic person. He's behind.
I'm a man of few words. Choice words.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you, Evander. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Bye, Evander.
Oh, Evander's so funny.
Bye, Evander.
So we were on vacation. I was on a cruise. Holly, you had your gallbladder out.
Yep.
And Scott, you were traveling California with your girlfriend, Mary.
I was road tripping it in a van.
So, Holly, first off, how's your health? Are you okay? Are you dying? Like, what's going on?
Nope, my health is good. My health is really good. I before I had the gallbladder removed, I went into a Facebook group for gallbladder removal because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Because that's so you, Holly.
It is. Like, I just like information. Give mm-hmm. me all the details. And so I went into this knowing that a lot of the people in this group were like, well, I was out of work for 2, 3, 4 weeks and I'm still having pain. And I'm like, dear God, like, what is this? Because I had it done laparoscopically, which means instead of doing one big slice in my abdomen to take it out, mm-hmm. they do like 4 small incisions, one in the belly button and then like 3 in my upper abdomen.
Oh.
And so I'm like, how is that a big deal? Like, yeah. it just seems like y'all are a bunch of wusses.
Oh, Holly said, get on my level with pain tolerance.
I was like, come on. on, bruh. Mm-hmm. So I was going into this thinking it was not going to be a big deal. And I had it 2 weeks ago today, actually. And so I had the surgery. I get home day of, and as the anesthesia and the pain meds wore off, I did cry because it hurt so badly at one point that evening. Oh. And I don't typically, like, I don't do that. I have a pretty high pain tolerance, but I definitely cried because it was so painful. But over the course of the next week, it was just, I think I wasn't prepared for how sore I was going to be. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you've been more sore during this gallbladder procedure than when you gave birth? Because I don't remember you talking a lot about pain.
I think so. Wow. I really do. Because and here's why I think that might be the case. I did not have a C-section, so that's a separate whole thing.
Oh, right.
Like, I had a vaginal birth, like, mm-hmm. and I think it's just because women's bodies are made to do that. So I was doing something that was natural, albeit painful,
right.
but still something that was not uncommon for a woman to go through.
Right.
Having an organ removed is not natural.
No.
And having, you know, invasive, like, things being put into you and shifting around your organs to, like, get to it.
Yeah.
Not natural. So this has been more painful than childbirth.
Yeah.
In the long run. Wow. Because here we are. I'm 2 weeks post-op, and I had to take my bra off in the studio today because the way that the chair is in here, it just causes me pain. Like, it's like my back and my front on the right side are really sore.
Mm.
Like sore as in have been punched repeatedly.
Oh, God.
I can't explain it. It's like I've been through a marathon, but I didn't do anything.
I just fear the day that I have to have some sort of surgery. I mean, I had my appendix removed.
Yeah.
But like I mean, I was in a little pain, but what you've described, like I didn't feel that. And so I just am so, because I have like zero pain tolerance, like absolutely none. Like if I, like right now, like my shoulders hurt from CrossFit yesterday and I'm like, maybe I should just sit this one out today because like I'm just really in pain today. So I cannot imagine what you're going through. And I'm so scared for the day because growing up, I never broke a leg.
Right.
I never hurt anything because I knew that I was a pussy. And so that's why growing up, I didn't play sports, and when everyone in my neighborhood would be like, we're going to climb the tree, I'd be like, have fun, because when one of y'all break your damn neck bone, I'll be down here being like, sorry, bitch.
Wow.
Because I knew that I had a zero pain tolerance, so I fear for that day.
Yeah, it's just really, some of it is like pain, but mostly it's just soreness and tenderness, I would say. So I retract my previous thoughts about all these people.
There you go.
I will say that there's no way that I would have needed to stay out for a month. Like, some people probably have complications, and I think that's the difference.
Yeah. Right.
Mine wasn't complicated. It seems like everything went smoothly, and here I am 2 weeks out, still dealing with pain, tender, soreness, but nothing that's not overcomable. Like, I can still get up and come to work. It's just a little bit more uncomfortable.
Oof.
So that was my week off plus last week.
God, that really sucks. You had to take vacation time for surgery.
That. I know.
Like, I mean, I feel like this is like, without getting into politics, like that, I'm sorry, but that just fucking sucks. Like, you had to have this surgery and you had to take vacation time, which really wasn't vacation time because you were laid up on drugs, not enjoying your life.
No, I mean, some of the drugs made it enjoyable.
Oh, that's true.
But for the most part, it really wasn't that great. Like, it was less fun than I thought it was going to be. Like, because, you know, like everyone has said where they're like, I just want to be sick or like just have a car run over my foot where I'm not really in pain, but I don't have to go to work.
I think only we've said that, Holly.
Oh,
I don't think anyone else has said that.
Oh, God, that sounds so painful.
Yeah, we've been through some stuff in our careers where I was that miserable that I wanted a little pain to be able to sit at home.
Not like nothing that's going to hurt you terribly.
Right.
Or like cause you harm, but just something that you need to take a few days off for.
Like if when we were in that situation that we hated and we used to say that, like when I had my appendix out, I had to be out of work for a week, which in retrospect, I don't think I needed to be out of work for a week. But if I could have had my appendix out back in the day when we were in that miserable situation, that would have been perfect.
Right. Right.
Perfect.
Exactly. But like this, I was like, woo, it is. It's a vacation. I get to sit at home. Well, no, that's what I did. I sat my ass at home.
Yeah.
Like I saw your cruise pictures and I saw Scott's updates of like being on the road. And I was like, same old living room, same old bed. And so finally, like the Saturday before we came back to work, I was like, I'm having a truly, and I'm sitting in the backyard and pretend I'm on vacation.
If that's what it takes, Holly.
So that's what I did.
Scott, you didn't die.
I did not die.
On this road trip with your girlfriend Mary across California where you didn't sleep in a hotel but in a van.
Yeah, we rented a little, it was like a minivan that they convert with a bed in the back that has a little sink that you pump water through and you just do things out on the land over in California. And it was really cool though because the climate is like cool over there.
Yeah.
And so at night you just crack a window and you're like cold.
Ooh.
So it was sweet.
That feels nice though.
I mean, was really nice.
But weren't you afraid someone was going to like put a, I don't know, some carbon monoxide into your car and like kill you all in your sleep?
Okay, my question was going to be, are you afraid that a mosquito was going to get in the window? Not, is someone going to pipe carbon monoxide in here?
That would have been insane. But the one fear was bears, because bears are huge in California. Not like size-wise, but actual like just bears are all over the place.
Yeah.
And that was a fear because we had all our food in the van. And so there's signs everywhere like, don't leave your food in the van. A bear could rip off the door.
Oh!
That was the one worry. But you know what? We had our snacks. We just trusted the good old Lord and we slept in the van.
Trusted the good old Lord. Am I back at church in Atlanta right now?
Yeah.
Like, I just put my faith in the Lord Jesus and hope for the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we would have to sleep in parking lots, like a hospital parking lot or a hotel parking lot, just because there was no state, like, parks there that we could sleep at. But that made it okay. There was cops around.
Did anyone ever tell you all to move in the middle of the night? Like, they come knocking on your window, your van window?
Luckily, no, because we, like, hid. They had curtains on the van that you, like, close, and it's kind of tinted, so you just kind of lay down there. A couple times, like, cops came by close, or, like, a bus would come by and probably be looking in, but, like, we were down, and it was dark in there, so nobody could see us.
You know what? Like, I kind of want to do this now.
It was so fun because of that whole adventure side. Like, when the cop came by with a dog, I was like, oh, my God.
You're
the dog's
like, don't say anything.
I was like, Mary, shh. We were, like, watching The Office on our phone, and so we just had to act like we're undercover, like we weren't supposed to be there, because we weren't. But it made it more fun.
I kind of want to do that.
This sounds like the most horrible thing that I would never.
This is white people shit, Miguel. Just... I know.
Yeah. The guy that gave us the van was like super chill, super California. He's like, hey, man, this is going to be an awesome trip.
Wait. Where did this van come from? This wasn't from like a rental, like a Alamo or.
No, like there's a company that we use called Lost Campers, like this little small company that you just, they have a couple vans and you just, it's a real company.
How did you find them?
Mary, my girlfriend, she's really good at this stuff. She just does all the research. She finds the cheapest option and we take it.
Good.
Was it, did it look either like a rapist van?
Oh, no, it was like a soccer mom van. Like a 2008 though, it was super old. It had over 200,000 miles on it. It was nuts. But yeah, no, that guy was definitely on. Yeah.
Again, what is this?
What, was there a shag carpet inside? Like, I feel like you're describing like a porn van from the 70s.
No.
With that shag carpet.
There's a picture on my Instagram that I have like of the back of the van. It's just like a normal silver looking van. You just open it up though and it's like, it's just a gigantic bed. And in the back of the trunk area, there's a sink and a little table.
That's okay. Awesome. I'm super interested.
I recommend it to anybody because we could have done the whole hotel route. It would have been way more expensive. But doing this made us literally have to work to go to sleep. Like, we had to travel and check out new places and go to places that we probably would have never have gone to if we're just going to hotels.
Right.
Some places didn't have hotels. So it was really cool. Such an adventure. Best trip yet.
That sounds there is nothing about that sounds like amazing. Like, I'm imagining my boyfriend would like love that. He would be so down for that. There are sometimes I apologize to him. I'm like, I honestly do not understand why you are with me. Like, I am the antithesis of like everything that you like. I mean, even like the other day we were drinking and we were watching some TV show and I got a little crazy. And then I was like speaking in tongues. Like, I was just like,
you get weird. No,
I do.
You do. It's weird. The Miguel that you know from listening on the radio and listening to the podcast, like, yes, you understand Miguel deeply, but there's some parts of him that you don't know until you live with him.
Right, because it's just not entertaining. Like, it's not, it's just, it's my.
I mean, it is, but it's like entertaining in a what the hell is wrong with you way.
Yeah.
Right, like if we had like a TV reality show that captured it, but there's no way to like retell the story of it because it's not funny. And I don't even think it's funny when I'm just being weird.
Yeah.
But I look at him and I'm like, why are you with me? Like, you need to be with someone who's, like, adventurous, that, like, wants to go. Like, when we were on our cruise, everybody wanted to do an excursion one day, and I was like, I am not doing an excursion. Because all I think about is, What if we get hurt? We got to go to a hospital in a different country. Then if you got to get airlifted somewhere, like these are the things that I think about. We didn't, and this is the last year that I won't buy a like a travel protection plan. I'm gonna start doing it from now on. But like that's like literally when my friend 2 years ago got sick on the cruise ship. His insurance and all his medical bills for being on the ship for 2 days in the infirmary, being transported to the hospital bills in Miami, $1 million.
Ooh,
$1 million. And thank God he purchased the travel protection plan.
Does that cover it?
I mean, some of it, he would have to explain to you how it all works out, but it worked out. And he only had to pay like $2,000 out of that.
My God. I didn't know.
That's what I think about when you're like, let's go on this. And so they went jet skiing on the Grand Cayman Islands, and I was like,
that sounds lovely.
I'll be at the pool. And they're like, won't you at least come to the beach? And I was like, have you not heard about the flesh-eating bacteria that's in the beaches because it's so warm?
Caymans.
Like, you don't even go to the beach?
I mean, I put my toes in the sand. I just didn't go in the water.
Okay.
But I do have one question, though, because I have a story to tell from my cruise that I've been dying to tell.
Please.
On the air. Scott, after being in a van for a week with your girlfriend Mary, how often did y'all do it in the van? In the porn van.
Wait, is this the question that you had?
Yeah.
Let's just say, I mean, the van.
Just give me a number. How many times?
We did it a couple times, but we also got a hotel a couple times. So, like, the van is hard because it probably, like, maybe, like, once or twice in the van.
Okay.
But we also got a hotel for, like, I think 3 nights because different circumstances. That made it a lot better.
So here's my question. I'm so curious about when you're doing this in the van. Now, your shower situation has been very concerning to me when you were out there.
Yeah, and that's kind of why, like, that stuff didn't really happen in the van because we didn't get to shower much. If we went to a state park that had showers, like, we'd shower. But that's why when we go to the hotel, you know, it's like first thing, in the shower, let's get all cleaned up, rub-a-dub-dub, and then, yeah.
Okay, I have been waiting 2 weeks to ask you this question.
Yeah, I guess that's why, like, guys, a majority, like, I'm just weird like that. I don't give a damn. Like, dirty, not dirty, let's go.
Yeah,
baby,
I feel like
let's do it.
That's most guys. Like, I feel like it doesn't
matter. She's smarter than that. She's like, we've literally been walking in the woods for 2 days straight without showering. That's not happening.
Wait, so you really don't care? Like, if you've been walking around sweating, hadn't showered for 2 days, you would still be like, all right, let's get it.
When the mood strikes, the mood strikes. It's like a tiger. Just when it hits you, it hits you. Bam!
Right,
I mean, come on. I mean, not, obviously not like some random, but like my girlfriend, like, I love her.
Yeah,
I don't give a damn.
I understand.
Holly, would you be able to do that after 2 days of not showering?
Yeah, probably. I mean, hold on a minute now. Hold on.
Okay.
Am I able to have sex?
Yes.
Yes. Are we able to do other sexual things?
Yeah, that's a different
right that there. Involve.
Right. Foreplay?
Right. Or your. Yes. No. No.
Okay, so if you haven't showered for 2 days,
mm-hmm.
then there's no foreplay. There's kissing, and then you just get straight to the deed.
That's right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel better.
Ain't nobody trying to put their face near anything.
Right.
Nope. Nah.
But see, for gay men, it's a little different because, like, our big shebang, you ain't doing it after 2 days of not showering.
No. It's different. I would not do that.
No.
I would not do that.
You get a little bit of this. And that's about it.
Yeah, no.
You're not even getting that after 2 days. Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay, good. I just want to know. Because here's
why. Sex, yes.
Yes.
But no.
Not
stuff, no.
When we, for some reason on the cruise ship, my boyfriend and I, we every day.
Really?
Every day. Except for one time. And usually because, like, one of us is too drunk or too full off of food. And we're like, I can't even, like, entertain the thought of doing. My hand can't even move right now. I'm so full and drunk right now.
Yep.
But every day. And we were trying to figure out, like, what is it? And I get, what is it about
being
on a, maybe it's a cruise ship or maybe just on vacation.
It's spontaneous.
But it's just like,
places.
Yeah, because literally we got on the ship that Saturday. And because we had, there was eight of us, And so my friends and I, we always like to take one big group picture before we sail off, because especially with 8 people, it's going to be hard to get everyone together throughout the course of the week. So mm-hmm. we're like, we need at least that first picture before we start. And so we get to our room and we're unpacking, and I'm like, all right, we need to meet everybody up on the top deck to get our group picture. And then I turn around and he's just like naked, and he's like, really, you ready for a picture? And I was like, okay, girl.
You're like, nope, no pictures.
Let's get it. But, like, that never happens in real life. Yeah. Like, that never happens.
It's vacation.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, if you're randomly at a hotel. Like,
oh, yeah.
That hotel sex, though.
It don't matter what hotel. Oh, my gosh. As soon as we got to L.A. and we got in the first hotel before we could actually get the van, literally as soon as the door closed.
Yeah.
I was like, we're on vacation, baby.
Yeah.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. So here's a story that I've been dying to tell from my cruise.
Yes.
Okay. So, there are 8 of us on the cruise ship and are with my friend group. And our first day was in Key West.
Yeah.
What?
Is Danny okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, is Danny out? Is he outside?
He's standing outside.
Come on inside, Danny. Come on in.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're fine. We're going over on his time.
Yeah, I know.
Come in. How much time do we? Oh,
uh-oh, no. You're gonna have to go back out.
No, let me just tell. Well, we're doing the podcast, so let me just.
We're gonna tell one quick story and then.
Then we'll be done. This story is about my cruise. So
this is an appropriate story.
Yeah.
So by the way, this is Danny, our midday guy, and
Danny.
Who do you have with you?
My 12-year-old daughter, Jalen, who's very innocent.
Hi, Jalen.
We gotta rush out of here now. Let's get out. We're leaving now.
This will take me 5 minutes to tell this story.
I know. Well, that's why, because I was like, oh, just let Danny come in if he's got to do something.
Yeah,
because
usually Danny will contribute to the story as well. No. Now it's 12-year-old daughter. No. Okay, they're out.
She can wait outside.
All right, so real quick, let me tell the story.
Oh,
so
we
get to Key West, and there in the gay world, you have these things called bathhouses that you go to.
Yes.
Scott, do you know what a bathhouse is?
I literally only know because you've kind of explained it. And before that, I had no idea this exists. And it's just so fascinating.
Yeah. So a bathhouse is basically where people go to have sex. Like,
it's crazy.
I mean, it's like they call it like a men's spa because they have like saunas and pools and jacuzzis. Usually there's like a fitness center. They have like little rooms you can change in and whatnot. So they have like all these things that call it a men's spa. But really, people go there just to get it on, you know. So they have this one place in Key West, which I won't say what it is. But it's called Island House. I don't care.
Oh.
But it's more than like the seedy like bathhouse. It's like they have like a restaurant. It's an actual hotel.
Oh.
They have a bar.
It's on the up and up.
Exactly. So, but it's like a clothing optional resort that has like a small space with some rooms that if you want to partake in that, you can.
Gotcha.
But it's clothing optional. Now, my friends in my friend group, we have not all hung out together like this since 2007. Like, we've seen each other like at Pride's in Atlanta, or like people will come down here and visit me.
Oh,
like, and it'll be like at the same time, but all of us have not been together since 2007. So I was really curious on how everyone would react in this nude clothing optional place. This was so fascinating as we walk in the door. Now, granted, we went to brunch first, and so I got everyone, like, kind of liquored up. So everyone had, like, lots of mimosas, and I got us an Uber.
Oh, my gosh.
And so when you walk in the door to this place, as soon as you walk in, there's, like, a man that's, like, 55, naked, just, like, standing up against the wall. And he's like, welcome to Island House. Is this your first time here? And I look back.
So friendly.
And, like, 4 of my friends look like, what the actual fuck are we doing here? Like, there's this old man with his itty-bitty little wiener sitting out, just like, but like, there's nothing sexual about it.
No,
he's just
chilling.
Exactly. It's like going to a nudist colony, you know, basically. And so we walk in, and I'm like, all right, guys, is everyone? So I keep checking to make sure everyone's okay. Is everyone okay?
Oh,
everyone's fine. Then you pay. And then this is where things, like the sort of wheels fell off. So then everyone pays, and then you go to the little locker room, and then just everyone's just like butt ass naked. And so then like your locker, sometimes like they're at the bottom and then there's somebody next to you changing with their wiener out that's just like,
oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh no.
And like I could see some of my friends starting to freak out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, because not everybody is cut out for like, or prepared.
No.
for that.
No, I mean, and you know what? I'm not one of those people that's into that sort of thing, but I just wanted us all to experience something different.
Oh, that's different.
It is, because I want us, I'm like, we haven't all been together in so long, and I want us to have, like, a new story to tell of that time we did this. And so just long story short, the day went on. Some of our friends enjoyed it more than others. Oh. And some of them went off and did some things as a couple with other people.
Oh, fun.
And then there were some people in our group who got butt-ass naked in a pool that I was not expecting at all.
Oh, wow.
At all.
What were they doing in the pool?
Just hanging out. Just people are just literally just
hanging.
Think about, yeah, exactly, just hanging. Like, think about, have you seen the pool at my complex? It's like very small. Like, it's, I don't know math very well, but it's like the size of our studio.
Okay.
The pool. And then just everyone is just standing around, just like naked. And then there's like a guy that, like, every 30 minutes, like, he'll get on top of the ledge of the pool and he's like, "All right, boys, where my dick's at?" And people just start swinging. And then they just start serving shots to people.
What?
Like, it is.
What the actual fuck is going on in Key West or anywhere?
Oh, my God.
It's Key West, Holly.
Get your dicks out?
Yes, honey. It was a time.
And you just swing your dicks?
You just swing it like an elephant?
I mean, but, like, people, like, if you want to do sexual stuff, you can. But most people, they just want to be free, open, and naked. And there were people in my group that I was just very surprised they got naked. But I didn't look at anyone. Like, I didn't. I was like, I want to experience this with you all. But I don't want to see anybody's penis.
How do you not see somebody's penis in a situation like that?
You look away.
Or keep your eyes up. Eyes up.
Eyes up.
Eyes on me.
But that's why I had sunglasses on. So I did look at other people, but I did not look at my friends.
Oh, my goodness. And they get shots for whipping out their penis?
Yep.
Wow.
I am just.
It's like a whole other universe.
New doors are opened every day.
It is. So it was just. So we have a new story to tell.
I enjoy when you have fun new stories to tell. Like that time that you went to Orlando Pride. Man, I love some stories. Scott, this is before your time. You need to go back and listen. I don't know which podcast it is. From some summer. Miguel was at Orlando Pride. And
It was Gay Days.
Gay Days, not Pride.
It was Gay Days where I was. There were some interesting things that happened in the hotel room I stayed at.
Yeah.
Not with me, where I'm always like the witness to this.
But that's okay. You are like the town crier because you tell us all the news.
Exactly. And I will say one last thing is that I found out that basically everyone in our friend group in college like hooked up back in the day.
Oh, with each other?
With each other, yes. And I was the only person that was left out. And so one night I got drunk and I told some of my friends off, but it was all in good fun.
Oh, that's always fun. Not.
Is it?
No.
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 That's awkward. That's the one thing about the gay community that is like, I'm so sorry. That sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, y'all looking for the same thing, but not with you.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Some of that resentment was still there that I didn't know it was, but I was still, when I was drunk, it came out a little bit, but it was fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Sounds fun.
Holly.
Sure does.
What's your social media?
Radio Holly on Instagram and Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin on everything.
Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook, facebook.com/radiomiguel. You can listen to Miguel and Holly uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com on the free Hot 101.5 app or on your iPhone, on a little podcast app. Just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. And if you do, please write us a little message, rate us, and make sure to subscribe so you'll know every time we have a new episode. Until next week, bye-bye.
Oh, God.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.